Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix After Show. And in the words of Steve Harvey, we got a good one for you.
Oh, good.
This is going to be fun. Now, there was a news story that was officially confirmed. We shared this with you a couple of months ago, the rumor that Travis Kelce would be hosting a new game show for Amazon Prime called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Great news. It's real and it's going to happen. Good. Now, of course, it's the spinoff of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And so, Nikki, Whip, and Violetta, it is time to play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
No.
Yes, I have a selection of questions here. I'm going to ask you the questions. These are questions that fifth graders should know. If you remember back in around like the 2007-ish era, Jeff Foxworthy, who wants to know if you can tell that you're a redneck, hosted Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? So we're going to play a little bit of that right now in honor of Travis Kelce's new show, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Which, I mean, you probably are, but we'll see.
Right.
Does anyone have any questions before we begin?
Whatever happened to Jeff Foxworthy?
I don't know. That is a good question. That should be a whoops, where are they now?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Or what's up with?
Try.
So here's what we'll do. I'll ask the question, and you buzz in by going, buzz, and I'll point to you, and you'll answer the question.
Okay.
Okay? Here we go. Question number one, are you smarter than a fifth grader? What is the process of water turning into vapor called?
Anybody?
Buzz?
Whip? You say buzz.
Oh,
buzz in.
Sorry, I missed that part. I was focused. Evaporation, Chris.
That is correct.
There we go.
And he didn't say buzz, but we'll give it to him anyway.
Buzz.
Please say buzz.
Sorry.
Jeez.
I know I missed that.
What is question number two? And are you smarter than a fifth grader? Whip's got 1 point. Let me get a pen. I gotta mark this. I gotta keep track of the scores here.
Okay.
What is the tallest mammal on Earth?
Buzz.
Nikki?
Giraffe.
That's correct. Nicely done. All right, hang on. I got to go. I got 113 questions here. We're not going to get through all of them.
These are hard.
Settle in.
What is the hardest mineral?
Buzz.
Violetta.
Concrete.
No.
Buzz.
Nikki.
Diamond.
That's correct.
Oh.
2 points to Nikki. Nicely done.
They're girl's best friend. All right.
I don't know.
Girl's best friend.
That's hard.
Not mine.
Question number four. In colonial America, what was the Sugar Act?
Buzz.
Violetta.
They started taxing sugar.
I'm going to give it to you because it's a tax on molasses and wine, and you can have it.
Okay. All right.
Nicely done. Okay, hang on. A lot happening here.
Well, because they were putting it in tea, right? Was that part of like all that?
The tea party?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know. I thought, yeah, the tea was something else.
What is the plural form of the word deer?
Buzz.
Whip.
Deer.
That's
Damn.
Correct.
Oh, so good.
Had to try to throw a trick or one
at
you.
That was an easy one.
Yeah.
Fifth graders probably shouldn't scream damn. Oh, well.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
But they do.
You're smarter.
Yeah.
Listen very carefully here to question number whatever. How many adjectives are in the following sentence? Billy made a rude noise in class.
Buzz.
Whip.
One.
That's correct.
Yep.
Rude. Nicely done. Question number, I don't know. Who invented the light bulb?
Buzz.
Nikki.
Thomas Edison.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Nikola Tesla, maybe, but whatever.
What is the longest river in the United States?
Buzz.
Whip.
Mississippi.
No.
Damn.
Ooh. Nikki looked upset that you were wrong.
Yeah.
The longest river in the U.S. Yeah. It is not Mississippi. Whip is out.
Boo.
The Chicago River,
oh.
Buzz.
No, the post answer, Buzz.
I
no.
don't want the point, but if Nikki doesn't get it, I'll throw another one out there.
You could.
Buzz to Whip.
Colorado?
No.
Damn.
The Thames.
No.
The Mead River. Is there a river
no.
in Mead?
It's another state. Sounds like Mississippi, but not. The first half of it is spelled the same way.
The tennis, no.
Missouri River?
Yeah, Missouri River, the longest river in the U.S.
What sounds like Mississippi?
What fifth grader knows that?
I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul. And finally, probably the toughest question here. Between 1 and 100, how many multiples of 7 are odd numbers?
Buzz.
Violetta.
21.
No.
Buzz.
Nikki.
4.
No.
5, 6, 9. Buzz, 9.
No.
Damn.
Buzz, 7. I got it.
Aw, boo.
All right, well, we've got a tie right now because Whip has 3, Nikki has 3. So final question to see who can get it. Do you guys want, I'll give you the option. Do you want art history or geography?
Art history.
Sure. All right.
Sure. I'm not going to argue.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Buzz.
Nicole.
Oh, damn. I know it. And I totally did it just to do that. Oh, my God. Hold on. Hold on. I keep thinking of one and it's not him.
Three, two.
Nope.
One.
Whip. You take it.
Whip. Steal. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
You know, the funny thing is, like, I'm going back and forth between Michelangelo and Da Vinci, and it's killing me, but I'm going to go with Michelangelo.
It's Da Vinci.
Hey, Nikki, yeah.
But all I could think about was Picasso. It was the dumbest thing ever.
Da Vinci, smile. Yeah.
Congratulations, you guys. Yeah. So that's what we can look forward to, because I'm assuming Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity will be similar. Mm. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. Travis Kelce's going to host that for Amazon Prime, but we just had more fun. Congratulations, Nikki. Like that. Yeah, I put you guys under the pressure.
Well, it's like when you watch Celebrity Jeopardy,
yeah,
and you're like, oh my God, they're so dumb. And then when you actually have to play, mm-hmm, you're like, nope, it's pretty hard.
Maybe tomorrow we'll hold on to this story. We could play on the air with two listeners, and then you guys can be available to back them up if they need help now that you've been.
We're good?
Okay.
I think we're good.
Okay. Thank you for listening to the Morning Mix After Show. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Hear the Morning Mix live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on 101.9 The Mix in Chicago or on our free Mix app in the Apple App Store and Google Play. We will see you tomorrow on The Mix.